Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to Acts chapter 17. We'll read verses 10 and 11. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Amen. The title of our message is Bible Believers. He said to us that the people that were in Berea were more open-minded than the people in Thessalonica. They listened to the message that Paul preached to them with great interest. And every day they studied the scriptures to see if what Paul was saying or what Paul said to them was truly in the Bible, in the scriptures. So their faith, their belief was in the Bible, in the scriptures. So they searched the scriptures to see and to discover for themselves whether the sayings of Paul, the preaching of Paul, agrees with the scriptures. And so God has given to us. That's why he says that these people were more noble. They were of the priestly, kingly family. That's why he says you are come to that family that as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby as coming to a living stone. That this living stone is the word of God. That you also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God by Jesus Christ, that we are come to this family of the royal priesthood, and that these ones in Berea were stable. They were not like those in Thessalonica, whom the Jews who did not believe confused, because they don't know what they believe. They said they had believed, but they didn't know what they believed. The people of Berea knew what they believed, that their faith was in the scriptures, the holy scriptures in the Bible, that if we believe in God, we should also believe in his word. Those who believe in God, those who say they believe in God and do not believe in the Bible, they are not saying the truth. Because no one has seen God at any time. So how can we say we believe in God and don't believe in his word? It is the word that God says we should believe. Which word? His word. Where is that word? In the Bible. That the Bereans were Bible believers. The true believers are the Bible believers. Those who believe in the scriptures. And then they have the evidence of their belief by searching the scriptures daily. They read it to discover what is written. And then the scripture becomes their teacher, their guide, their instructor. So these people were not following St. Paul. They were following the scriptures whom St. Paul was preaching to them. Look at it. If we read verse 12 and 13 of the Acts 17. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. Those ones who caused trouble in Thessalonica, that confused the people, that they would not believe what St. Paul was preaching, because St. Paul was preaching the Bible to them, now heard that the people of Berea have believed. Not a few, many believed. Why did they believe? Because they searched the scriptures. they find out that Paul was in the scripture was in him, that he was speaking of this wonderful word of God. And so they believed that this was came to steer these people, to confuse them in Berea, but they did not succeed. That's why the Lord says to us, study to show yourself approved unto God. That means God wants us to be equipped with the truth of the scriptures. How can we be equipped if we don't study it? If we don't find out what he says, what the scripture says? And that true believers are those who believe the word, like Abraham and many others, as we have it in Hebrews chapter 11. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 11. And hear what the scripture says concerning Bible believers. Reading from verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you hearing? The Bereans diligently seek him. Seek who? Seek the scriptures. It says in Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16, seek out of the book of the Lord and read. None of it shall fail, none will want or lack amid. That my mouth has commanded, saith the Spirit of God, and my spirit has gathered it. That every word of God in the Bible came from God indeed. That without faith in his word, it is impossible to please God himself. That the way to please God is by faith. Faith in what? Faith in his word. That faith in his word is the evidence of believing the true God. That through this faith in the word of God, the elders obtain a good report. That through faith, we understand that the word of God created all things because the scripture said so. That heaven and earth were created by God. So he said, through faith, we understand. That means when we believe the word of God, then we get understanding. If we don't believe, then we don't understand. Because the scriptures are true. It that by faith, Abel did what God said. What did God say? How and what they should offer to him. Who said so? The word, the scriptures. Show them how and what should be offered to God. That we must offer a blood sacrifice. And so Abel did so according to the scriptures. So he said through that Abel obtained a good report, was counted righteous in the sight of God. Through faith in the word of God. And that believing the word is the only way to please God. Because no man has seen God at any time except his word, which is the Son, whom he gave to us. That believing him is the freedom. See what Jesus says in John chapter 6. Now reading verse 39 and 40. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. He said, anyone, whosoever, that seeth the Son. How do we see the Son of God? By the Word of God. He's not flesh and blood. Jesus is not in flesh and blood anymore. He was made flesh and blood at one time. The Word of God came in human form. But he says that anyone that believe his word and believe the word of God in the Bible as genuinely the word of God that came from God, that whom God sent, that this is the will of the Father, that anyone that seeth his word and believe on him, he will give them life. He will raise them up on the last day. That this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. You know what he's saying? That we will know that the God of the Bible is the only true God, and the Bible is whom he sent, his word. And that we are to be Bible believers, because we cannot believe in vanity, we can't believe in imagination. And so God so loved the word, he gave his only begotten Son, that the Bible is the begotten Son of God, that the Spirit gave birth to every word. The Holy Spirit of God gave birth to every word in the Bible. That God so loved us, that's why he gave us the Scriptures, so that through the Scriptures we can believe in the true God. We now become true believers. That is only the true believers that shall be saved on the last day. That's why you hear them singing that only truly believers shall be raptured. What does that mean? Only those who believe in the Scriptures, as Abel did, as Enoch did, as Noah did, and all. If you keep reading that Hebrews chapter 11, you will see all that believe in the Scriptures. That this is the way God has given to bring us to himself, to deliver us from idol worshiping, that we are to be Bible believers. And that the evidence of our belief is by searching the Scriptures, by reading it and believing that this is the true Word of God. This is the true Son of the living God. We don't bow to another. We don't give in to another. So you see, the people in Berea did not give in to St. Paul, the man St. Paul. No, it was the Scripture they submitted to. So they met St. Paul in the Scriptures. So when they saw him in the Scripture, everything was in order. And if he was outside the Scriptures, then they would not have believed, because they would know that this is a false prophet or a false apostle. And that the apostle of the Lord or a prophet of the Lord is a testifier of the Scriptures, one that preach the word, as John was told by the angel, that the testimony of the word of God is the spirit of prophecy. And that as so he promised that when the spirit of the Bible come upon us, then we become sons and daughters of the Bible. And that we are to be Bible believers, as God has said, that this is the covenant he will have with us in those days. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Now I'm reading from verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he said sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered of the Lord. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. He said that's what he came for. He came to reveal the truth to us. That's why he says he taketh away that old man, called flesh and blood, from our mind, and gave us the new man, Christ Jesus, the Son of God. That the Word of God is the Son of God. That when he came in the volume of the book that is written of him. to give us the knowledge of him, that this is the will of the Father that sent him, that everyone that seeth the Son and believe on him. So it is Christ that came to reveal the truth. He said the law was given to the Israelites by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That is Jesus Christ that came to reveal the truth of the scriptures, the truth of the Bible, that it is faith in the Bible God says we should have. But in the old time, they did not know that. It was not yet revealed. So he said this is the reason why he was made flesh, to preach the scriptures to us. That's what he came for. Look at it in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. It says they will know him. That means they will know their God. They will know that the scripture is our God, the true God. That everyone will know him, that he will put his spirit in us. He will give us a new heart and a new spirit. He will cleanse us with the pure word of God. He says, you are cleansed by the words I have spoken unto you. So he came to speak the truth of the word of God, so that I will be cleansed and delivered from idol worshipping. In verse 11 of Hebrews 8, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. He says, everyone that is of him will know him. That is the covenant he said he will have with us in these last days. We will become Bible believers. We will know the true God, that the God of the Bible is the true God. He is the God that Abel believed. He is that God that Enoch walked with God, and he was translated, as we read. He was no more. God took him. He is that God that Noah preached. He is that God that spoke to Abraham. Which God? The God of the Bible that they believed. Believing who? His word. And that word finally was written in the days of Moses, given to us as the scriptures. And he's saying to us that anyone that seeth him and believeth on him, he will give such a person the life of God. You know what he's saying? He will give that person the revelation of God. For no one knows whom the Father is except the Son, and to whom the Son will reveal him. That the Son of God is equipped, loaded with anointing to reveal God to us. That God has highly anointed the scriptures. He has given him all authority to give eternal life. That as the Father has life in himself, so his word has life in himself. What life? The revelation life. The life of God that reveals the truth of God. That this is what he came for. To give us the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That once you turn to Christ, the veil is removed. The blindness is removed. Who is that Christ? The Bible. That's why he said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You see, the author and the finisher of our faith. Say, the word of God is the beginning and the end of our faith. Which word? The word he gave to us through the Bible. We are to believe in him. That they could not enter the wilderness, in the wilderness, because they did not believe. They had an evil heart of unbelief. Though they heard the words spoke to them, they still would not believe that he is the word of God. They didn't believe. And so they could not enter. That we who have believed have entered. Believe what? Believe that this word of God is the word of God. Indeed, he said, anyone who did so will enter him. He will enter you. And he will be in you forever, the word of God says. That because you have received the truth, he said, no one can take you out of his hand. Because he is the truth. And the truth has made you free. That's why he's calling us to himself. That the reason why the world has not believed the truth is because of the evil one. Says that the light is come, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. You know what he's saying? that his word is the true light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world, light of God. And that if this gospel is hid to those who are lost in the flesh, who are blinded by the devil. The flesh and blood is the only thing they see. Cannot look into this perfect law of liberty. And that it is flesh and blood that they believe in. And so because they took to the flesh and blood, they could not take to the word. They were in the flesh. They were carnally minded, which is death. They were dead unto God, not alive. And that God wanted us to come alive unto him. And that he came to give us that life. What life? His life, which is himself. That the word of God is life, which lighted every man that come to this world. And that once this life enter us, the life of the scripture enter you. He says he will give you life everlasting. You can never die because he is that everlasting. He is that undiable. He is the one that is and was and is to come. He is the eternal one that abides forever. As he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word cannot pass away. That we are to be Bible believers, to be true believers. That if we don't believe in this word of God, and then we say we believe in God, we are lying. That the true believers believe in the Bible, nothing else. You don't go beyond him. Because he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. There's no other way we can come to the true God except by him. Because he is the true God. The word of God is the true God. All other gods are filled of imaginations of men. They are cooked up by the devil in the heart of people. That this one comes to remove that sin, that blindness in our mind. That when the word of God enters you, it gives you light, it gives you understanding. And that the entrance of the testimony of Jesus is the spirit that circumcises our heart. That when the truth of this Bible enters you, that he is the Son of God. He is that God that is to come. He is the reigning king that will rule this world. That it was preached, they didn't believe, they could not enter. And then they perished in the wilderness. Every word he said came to pass. He told Abraham that I've given you the land of Canaan. And it came to pass. But the people who did not believe perished. And so he's saying to us that we have to believe in his word. That it is this word, he says, is the beginning of our faith, is the end of our faith. That if we go outside this word, we have fallen. If we seek to get some other, apart from this word, like he told Thomas, he said, Thomas, is it because I have come to show you in the flesh again have manifested? That's why you believe? But blessed are they that have not seen yet believe the scriptures. Because the scripture is the reality. Any other manifestation is because of unbelief. That once you believe in his word, you don't need any other sign. Sign is meant for unbelievers. The true believers believe the word, not signs. Signs they were looking at in Thessalonica. They didn't believe the scriptures. And so when they came to confuse them, they don't have anything to hold on to. And so God is saying to us, there is only one God. There is only one truth that it cannot be removed. That cannot be taken away from you, the scriptures. That if you stand in the foundation of the scriptures, the tempest will come. The storm of life will come. He says it will beat on you. You cannot fall. Because it is settled. He said, forever, O Lord, the scripture is settled in heaven. The sure word of prophecy that we should take heed to it. That it didn't come privately. It came from God directly. There is no other name under heaven given among us whereby we can be saved except the name of the word of God. That it is this word of God that is our savior. Saved from where? From whom? From the devil. Don't you see that when the devil came to tempt Jesus, he was delivered by it is written. That it was in this written that he took toll that made him to conquer the devil. And so he's saying to us that anyone that will overcome as he overcame must take to the scriptures. And the overcomer is the word. He says that the angels overcame the dragon by the blood of the lamb and the word of their testimony. That so grew mightily the word of God and he prevailed. that the word of God is to dwell in us richly. The testimony of the word of God. The knowledge of the word of God is to dwell in our heart by faith. That these people had a substance. He said the substance is their faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. That their hope was the word. That is the evidence that Abel had. Abel had an evidence. He said the scripture was his evidence. And the Bereans had an evidence before they believed Paul. The evidence was the scriptures that cannot lie. And therefore, they were noble. That you must have this evidence. That the scripture is the substance and the evidence of our faith and hope. He is the one that we are to believe. That Enoch believed in him. Believe in who? In the word. And so it is today, tomorrow, and forever that Jesus is the same as he was in the days of Abel, was the same in the days of the wilderness. Jesus is the same in the days of Samuel the prophet, that Samuel had not known the Lord, had not known the word of God was not yet revealed unto him. The scripture was not yet revealed unto him. But eventually, the scripture was revealed to him that God revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the scriptures. He now knew the true God because that is the way of deliverance. That the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. So when Samuel now knew the scripture is God, he will not allow his word to fall to the ground. He told King Saul that the strength of Israel cannot lie. That he told you, according to the scripture, go and destroy all the Amalekites. Utterly destroy every one of them. And you came back with Agar and the best sheep and things he said you should destroy. Scripture cannot lie. So he said that obedience to the scripture is better than sacrifice. That sacrifice and offerings that would just not when he came into the world. He said, body that have prepared me. What body? The body of the Bible. That eat it. My flesh is meat, indeed. My blood is drink, indeed. That except we eat the truth of the Bible, that he is indeed the Son of God, say we have no life in us. Because we have not received the life of God. That the life of God is the scripture. That it is this life he shared, that God so loved us, he gave us his blood. That is the blood of the New Testament that conquered the devil. The blood of the Holy Ghost is a flusher. He flushes the devil. He removes him. Because he is God. At his name, every knee must bow. In heaven and on earth. Don't you see when he came, demons were cast out. He's telling us if we take to the scriptures, demons will leave us. Evil will leave you. There's no amount of forces that can deal with you. No matter how, if they go and hire a sorcerer like Balaam, he cannot do anything. Because there's no divination, no enchantment against God. There's nothing anybody can do because he is truly the Almighty. And so he's saying to us that anyone who believes in the Bible has believed in the Almighty. That God is calling us in this time to be true Bible believers. That God is coming for Bible believers. The final scripture in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You say, my friends, be careful that none of you have an evil heart of unbelief in departing from this living God. That this word of God is quick, is living, is what he's saying, and powerful. That the scripture is the living God, that living God. Not a dead one. He is living. And the scripture foreseeing that the whole world will be justified by faith in him, preached the scripture to Abraham. Therefore, we should understand that faith in the Bible is what made Abraham to be counted as righteous. Faith in the word of God is what made Abel to be counted as righteous. And therefore, faith in the Bible will make you to be counted before God as righteous. That we should come to him by this faith. That all these ones obtain a good report because they please God. That without faith in the scripture, it's impossible to please Him. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.